Right, here we go. Viata, and now. Okay, Mayor, you're gonna turn off. Mayor, you're off. You put on mute. Mayor, I'm gonna put you on mute. I'll put you on mute. I'll put you on mute. I got you on mute. You're now on mute. I put you on mute. Star 6 on mute. Viata now loy atem shlachtem oisihena kiel okim. Here Yosef says, Yosef says to his brothers, do not worry, it is not you who sent me over here, rather it is Hashem. Hashem has set me as a father to Paro, to an Adon l'chol besoy, u'moshel b'chol eretz mitzroyim. So notice over here, there are three things. It's always good to count. Number one, Yosef is a father. Number two, he is a master of his home. And number three, he is a moishel over the land. He's a father, he's a person. He's a father to the person. He is a master over his bias. And he is a ruler over the country. Okay, you look at the pasuk very carefully. There are three major concepts being presented here in this pasuk. Now let's take a look over here at Rashi. Rashi here. On this pasuk says, Rashi, I am a father and of l'chover u'lepatroin. Okay, I am a friend and what is a patroin? So look at the translation. Patron, he made me his colleague and he bestowed on me the dignity of father of the king. Okay, now what exactly does that mean? Over here, the translation is not really helping us very much. L'chover, a friend, u'lepatroin. Okay, l'patroin is something very deep. I don't know really what it means. In English, it just says over here, he has bestowed upon me the dignity of father of the king. Chveis, I don't know what he means. What does the Targum say on this pasuk? Targum on this pasuk says... Let's go to the Targum. Okay, the Targum here on this pasuk says, he has made me Ucha'ana now Lo atun shlachtun yos yosihocha Elohein bat. Elazer, good evening. Min kodom Hashem. It's from before Hashem. Vishav yani l'abol l'aparo. He made me a father, l'aparo. Uluiboyin l'chol enash beisei. Okay, so notice over here the Targum is in the word enash. It doesn't just mean I have become over master l'chol beisei. It means l'chol enash beisei. Vishalit. And a ruler b'chol ara d'mitzroyim. Alright, so let's see over here in the Ma'at Tzori. In Parashas Vayigash. Okay, the Ma'at Tzori Pasuk Ches. Viata loyatem, Pasuk Ches, he writes over here. Uchaana now. Viata, now Yakovan alzmanahu elo perusha lefize elo elohein min kodam ki elokim perusha elo elokim. Abba, Torah shall cover it. Abba, veribon letting voices lomandim mashal lo'ov. Okay, doesn't say very much. Okay, let's go. Let me make a look over here. Maybe we'll look over here at the other sefer I have here on the Targum. Targum over here on page. This other sefer, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Vikates, Vayigash. This is Pasuk 45. Pasuk 45, Pasuk Ches. Vi'at li'atem heina holcho. Okay. Nope, it doesn't say anything. Okay, next pasuk. Okay, so at least one thing we learn over here is that there are three things. At least one thing we take out of this pasuk is that pasuk ches over here, within the Yosef here, is being appointed over three different departments. Number one, he is the father to the person. Number two, he is in charge of the people of the bayis. And number three, he is a meishel over the entire land. Pasuk yud. Maharu swiftly, va'alu elavi, go quickly to my father, up to our father, to my father. Va'amartim elav koyam ha'bincha Yosef, so says your son Yosef, shamani l'kim l'odon l'chol mitraim, rudo ilai al ta'anoit. Okay, even before we look at the Mepharshim, take note that he calls Yaakov my father. Why didn't he say our father? Maharu v'alu el avinu. Why did Yosef say avi and not avinu? V'amartim ilav koyim ha'abidcha Yosef s'mani l'kim l'adon l'chol mitzrayim r'da Eli. The one that said r'da was r'du. It was Yaakov. Yaakov avinu said r'du sham r'du. Aremes for the 210 years. Here it's r'da. We've gone down from a vav to a hey. R'da ilai al tamod. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi in this pasuk says, "Ve'alu el avi eretz yisrael givoha mikol ho aratzos." Rashi says, "Why ve'alu? It's higher." What does the Targum say? Ochu, ochu means quickly. Ochu means swift. Okay, usuko means go up. Levas abba v'sem relay kindan. So kindan means so says. Amar beroch yisom Yosef. Shavyani Hashem l'riboin, a master. Okay, a riboin l'chol mitzrayim. Chus levasi, come down. Losis akav, do not delay. And notice here when it says the word adon, Targum translates as a ribon, a ribon. In the previous pasuk when it says adon l'chol beso, it says also ul'riboin, ul'riboin. So this is consistent, a riboin. A master is called the Riboin. Riboin ha'olamim, the master of the world. It means the Adoin, Adoin of the world, the master. Okay, let's take a look here at the Ma'atzari. Maybe we can glean some interesting comment. Okay, let's see. I don't see anything over here. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Yud. The Yashafta, where are you going? To be Eretz Goshen. You can live in Eretz Goshen. You'll be near me. Ata you, uvonecha, your children, uvonevonecha, your grandchildren, v'tzoyncha, your sheep, baruchah, your cattle, v'chol asher lach. So who say he's saying this to Yaakov? He's telling Yaakov, Yosef is telling his father, Father, come down, come, Yashafta, you come down, you can live in the land of Goshen, you'll be near me. You, my father Yaakov, uvonecha, your children, which means all my brothers, uvonevonecha, your grandchildren, v'tzoyncha, your sheep, v'korcha, v'chol asher lach. Rashi in this pasuk says there is no Rashi. Ungulus v'seise ba'aro de goyishin usi korev li at uvinchol uvinevonach v'anoch. Anoch means your sheep, v'sarach, your oxen, v'chol di lach. Okay, next pasuk get aleph. V'chilkalti oischa, I will sustain you. Sham there. I will sustain you there in the land of Goshen. Ki oid chomei shonim ra'av, there are 5 more years of famine. Pen tivoresh ata. Maybe you'll become impoverished. Tivoresh means become impoverished, you and your household and everything that is which is to yours. Now, isn't this amazing? Over here, he's telling his father, it's 5 more years. Now, what does that mean exactly? There are 5 more years. There are 5 more years. Yaakov didn't know this. Who knew the secret? Who knew the secret? There are going to be 7 years of famine. Who knew this? We know that Paro had the dream, and Yosef interpreted the dream, and it says, Vayitav Adav be'enei Paro ve'enei Avodav. It says that all of Paro's advisors heard the interpretation. So we know as a fact, Paro, Yosef, and all of Paro's wise men heard the interpretation. This was always bothering me. This we discussed last week. Did this information go out to the entire land? Did this information that there's going to be exactly 7 years of famine, was it known to the entire world? Was it known to the Egyptians? Was it known to Paro? It's not so clear. Over here, it's very interesting that he's telling over his father, there's 5 more years of famine coming. Does that mean that Yaakov did not know this? I don't know. Okay, that's what it says. Let's see over here, it says Rashi. Pen tivoresh tilma tis maskan, become poor. L'shon moirish u'mashir. Moirish means poor and rich. It means you'll become poor. If you don't come down here, you're going to become poor. Uncle says, ve'ezun yostamon, I will sustain you there in Goshen. Arei because od chameshnin kafna, there are 5 years of famine. Kafna means famine. Dila maybe, tis maskan, poor, at. And over here, the Targum adds in a word, at. Your home means the enash beischa v'chol dilach. Pretty straightforward. Pasuk Yud Beis. V'hinei, and now he's going to address, he is addressing now his brothers. V'hinei, behold, enichem ro'is, enei achi v'nyamin kifi ha'medaber alechem, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother, that is my mouth, ha'medaber alechem. Now what does that mean? That is my mouth that speaks to you. What does this mean? Rashi, v'hinei enichem ro'is b'chvoidi, your eyes witness my honor. You see how great I am. V'shani achichem shani mol kochem. Your eyes see. Now Rashi over here is saying over here two things. He's saying over here, he's saying that your eyes see. What do they see? Rashi says you see two things. You see my honor, and you see v'shani, that I have a circumcision like you. The oit, the next thing is kifi medaber alechem b'loshon hakodesh. Okay, so over here, it's interesting over here, enichem ro'ois. Ro'ois, Rashi learns two things. You see how great I am, and you see that I have a bris milah. And then when it says, kufi hamadabar, you listen. You hear that I know the holy language. Ve'eni v'nyamin, hishve es kulum yachal lemar. Why does he mention his brother Binyamin? He's including the brothers. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bevaroi. Why does he mention his brother? Hishres kulam yachal leimar shekashem she'ein li sina al Binyamin. I have no hatred against Binyamin because Binyamin was not alive. He was not present. He was not present at Mechiras Yosef. Sharei lohoi b'mechirasi. Kach ein believe sina alechem. Just like there was no possible way I could have any complaint against my brother Binyamin, likewise I have no complaint whatsoever against any one of you. Now, does this pasuk over here indicate that he forgave them? Maybe over here this was an open mechila. Okay, this is a very big dilemma. Did Yosef ever forgive his brothers? We know that we suffer from Mechiras Yosef because forever. Was there ever a formal mechila? So why can't you suggest that this pasuk over here is a revelation that there was a mechila? The same way I have no complaint against Binyamin, I have no complaint against you. Maybe over here he's coming over here to say in an indirect way that I forgive you for what you've done to me. Okay, so let's see, he's forgiving him. What does the Targum on this pasuk say? V'ha in choin chazon v'enei achi v'nyamin. Arei v'lishon choin anom mimalel im choin. In your language. V'lishon choin. English, what does it say in English? In your language. When it says P, it means language. That's exactly what Rashi says. Now, let's see the Ma'at Tzari. Maybe he says something interesting over here on this word. Okay, over here. Pasik v'chalkalti eschem. Okay, I speak to you in your language. In your language. Ki li shon choyn. B'lishoyn ha'kodesh. B'li melitz. V'cheinu b'medrash. Tag m'genes v'nuzil. V'chein das rashi. Ibn Ezra v'adak av'ramban. V'rasham perish al-pik. Ani bi'atzmi v'loy mi'pi shemu'a. Okay, I don't know what he's trying to say. Over here, you see that I speak to you in my language. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Moving along. Okay, everything today is pretty straightforward today. So far, V'gadatem Levi shall tell you, Levi, my father. Again, the question over here is why does Yosef refer to his father as my father? Why doesn't he say our father? V'gadatem Le'avi eskol kivoidi b'mitzrayim v'eskol asheri isem, everything that you have seen. U'mihartem, you shall go quickly v'hoiradatem esavi, and you're bringing down quickly over here. Okay, again, my father. And also, what is this all about? The kivoidi. Why does Yosef want his father to realize the kivoid? Is that what life is all about? Kivoid? I'm a success. What is it? What if you got to love you? It's called Kavaydi. Kavaydi, is that really what it's all about? Kavaydi? You should seal all my honor. I made it in this world. I'm the president of the shul. I'm the president of the United States. I'm the president of the state of Israel. I'm the prime minister of England. My kavaydi. I rule the world. Kavaydi. What's all this kavaydi? Kavaydi goes nowhere. Right now, what is Yosef's legacy? Is Yosef have any kavaydi now? Yosef? Egypt? It's a disgusting place now. Egypt is a place of poverty. There's nothing there in Egypt now. What's the covenant now? What has all the covenant of Yosef done for him right now? The only legacy of Yosef at this point in time is what he accomplished for himself, what's the kavod here about? I have no idea why we're focusing on the kavod. Okay, let's see what he says over in Rashi. We did it over in Rashi. It's called kavod. There is no Rashi. Onkelis, usechavun labayot. You shall tell to my father. Yos kol yikar, my honor. Yikar, yikar means honor. B'mitzrayim v'yos kol di chazesun. What you see, v'sochun. You shall descend. No. V'sochun means you should go quickly. This we have before. You shall go quickly. V'sachatun. And you shall bring down Yos Abahocha, bring my father down over here. Okay, next pasuk. So far, straightforward. Vayipol al tzavrei v'nyamin achi vayefch. V'nyamin bocho al tzavarov. So now Yosef fell on the necks. How many necks does a person have? How many necks are there? It says he fell on the necks of Binyamin, his brother, and Binyamin cried on his single neck. Why two necks? So Rashi, famous Rashi. Rashi says, when I skipped the pasuk, I'm sorry. The two Batei Mikdashos that will be in the land of Binyamin that will be destroyed. And what are the two Batei Mikdashos? The Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Now, this is something that was very interesting, because we call the Bayis Sheni a Bayis. See, we built the Bayis Rishon was built, and then the Bayis Sheni was built. Is the Bayis Sheni? All right, yeah, you can't deny that it was a Bayis. Okay, let's leave it with that. Okay, the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. There were this portion. Well, you know what I want to. Well, let me put it like this. Maybe you can argue that the Bayis Sheni was just the rebuilding of the Bayis Rishon. Do you consider the Bayis Sheni to be a separate, independent structure? Why can't you say the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and along came Ezra and Nehemiah, and they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash? It's not a new Bayis. You're rebuilding the old. And then Hordis came along, and he did renovations. Hanukkah time, they also did renovations. They also restored. Why are we calling the Bayis Sheni a completely new Bayis? Why don't we say that it's just the rebuilding of the old? The Bayis Rishon was destroyed. 70 years later, it was rebuilt. Why do we call it two separate Batei Mikdashos? Bishlam of the Mishkan and Gilgal and Noiv and Givoin and Shiloi. These were different locations. The structure on these places was in a different location. We can say that this is actually a different structure. But over here, this is not a different location, it's the same location. So yet, it's not the way what it says. It says over here that they're called two separate Mikdashos, Al Shnei Mikdashos, Shasin Lios B'chalkashol Binyamin V'seven Lecharev. O Binyamin Bana Al Tzavra. Binyamin cried on his neck. What does mean he cried on his neck? Al Mishkan Shiloi. He cried over Mishkan Shiloh, 369 years. She'as liyos b'chalkos shel Yosef v'sofer lecharev. So each one is crying on their neck, who's crying all over the churban beis hamikdash of each one of the brothers. Okay, let's see. Onkelis says, "Unafal al tzavre v'yamin achu, his brother, uva when he cried, uvinimin b'cho al tzavre on his neck." And by why is the neck? Why is the neck a reference to the beis hamikdash? This is the famous part, because the neck is what joins together the head and the body. The head represents spirituality. The body represents kashmis. And when the head and the body connect, the neck is what connects the ruchnius with the gashmis. That's exactly what the beis hamikdash does. The beis hamikdash is the makom that connects shamayim with the aretz, spirituality with gashmis. Okay, next. Vayinashek l'cholecha vayivcha layem. He kissed all of his brothers, and he cried upon them. Vayivcha alayhem upon them. V'achrechein, and afterwards, Dibu Echav Ito, his brother, spoke to him. They made peace with him. Let's see what it says over here in Pasuk in the Rashi. Rashi says, V'achrechein v'achashero'u boicheh. V'liboy shalei mimohem. He saw that he was crying, and he was at peace with them. Dibru Echav Itai, they spoke to him, Shemetchilah Yiboshim, because originally they were embarrassed. They were embarrassed of him. And now they were no longer embarrassed. And now, originally they were Busha, now he was no longer Busha because he was crying and he was Liva Shalim. So now, that's why it says the word V'acharechein. Or listen, Neshach L'chol Achoy V'och Alehen V'os Achein Malilu Achoy Imei. Okay, everything today is going very smoothly. Fine. V'akol Nishma Beis Paro Lemar, the voice was heard, the reputation was heard in the house of Paro. Sema Bo Achei Yosef, Yosef's brothers have come. They have arrived. The brethren of Yosef, of the viceroy, have come to Egypt. Vayita be'enei Paro, it was good in the eyes of Paro, uve'enei avodav. Why? Why was it good in their eyes? It's a very big mystery. Why was it good? Ba'akol nishma beis Paro, kemo biveis Paro, behu loshon, zel loshon bayis mamish. Okay, this means, so Rashi over here is saying something very important. Ba'akol nishma in the base, inside his physical abode. Because until now, when it said the word bayis, it meant the anshei beise, the people of his home. Here Rashi says it means the bayis mamish. Uncle says the kolah ishtama lebeis paro lemeimari. See over here, that's the proof. Because this is a very interesting thing that Rashi over here says. Rashi was medayik in the targum. The targum says the kolah, the voice ishtama lebeis paro. Here the targum did not say leinash debeis the enash. In the beginning when we started today, the Targum added twice the word Enash. He added the word Enash, means the people of the Bayis. And here when it says the word Bayis, Targum did not add the word Enash Beisei, which indicates that here we are describing the actual physical walls of this Bayis. The people, which means, Ve'akol Nishma Beis Paro, so go back to Rashi again. Rashi says, Ve'akol Nishma Beis Paro, Kimo Bibes Paro. The reputation was heard in the house of Paro. Rizel Lushan Bayis Mamish. I'm not sure what do you mean Bayis Mamish? The walls here. The walls here. The walls don't hear. It means the people in the house. But yet the Targum here does not say the word Enash Beisei. Something over here is going on. Okay, let's take a look over here. Maybe he'll say something here in the Sefer. Maybe he'll say something over here in the Sefer. There's discrepancy between here and there. Pasik Tezvav. What does it say here in Pasik Tezvav? The Kola Ishtama Beis Paro. Okay, I'm going over here. Yud Zayin Tez Yudalid. No, could you imagine? He's quiet. It doesn't say anything over here. We have to get a refund for the Sefer. It doesn't say anything over here. Okay, next. Vayoymer Paro El Yosef. And by the way, this is a very big mystery, which maybe someone could explain. What does it mean vayitaf? It was good in the eyes of Paro and in the eyes of his servants. What do you mean it was good? Why was it good? Why? What's the good? Yosef, they have one Yosef. Now they want to have his brothers. How is that a benefit for the country? They're talented people, so they're going to be appoint these people to be leaders over other industries. Is that what's good? Is it good because through the brothers there's going to be business? They're going to be able to get business from other countries. They have business connections. Is it good because is they're going to bring spirituality into the land? What's good?
It doesn't. Maybe it's good because Joseph will stay in Egypt. He will not go home back to his father.
Okay, you're saying a very interesting idea. He's not going to leave. Now that they come to Yosef, they were afraid that Yosef would leave. It's like today in the industry, all these big law firms and these. And look, let's talk about baseball. If you have a good player, there's always a fear that another team will get him. Just give him more money. We give him $100 million. Maybe they'll give him $150 million. And he'll leave. And then we're going to lose the World Series. So they're afraid that someone's going to steal him from us. Yosef was very talented. So maybe another company, maybe a company in India or in China or in Australia will hire him. They'll hire him to be their chief economist. And he'll leave us. So this way, now that his family came, he's not going to leave. That's what Rabbi Lezer is saying. Lezer Bachi, Chidushe Rabbi Lezer Bachi, with Hagoyes of Mayor Appeldorf. And on the Gilyoin, we're going to have the Gilyone, Mr. and Mrs. Glatter. And we're going to have, like the Bach by Heshy Barth, published by Art Scroll. Okay, so therefore you sing over your Chishav Leza. What does it mean by Yitah? This has to be addressed. Okay, let's go weiter.
You forgot the editor.
Who's the editor? Okay, very good. Hippe pure. It's not a good thing. You shouldn't say that. That's a very big expression. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Next, Pasuk 17. Vayoymer Parol Yosef Emor Elachecha Zois Asu. Look at this. Giving orders. This is what you're going to do. Zois Asu. Excuse me. All of a sudden, you're giving orders. It sounds like he was a married man. He's giving orders. Zois Asu. This is what you're going to do. KZ. All of a sudden, Paro wakes up. Emor Elachecha. Tell your brother. Zois Asu. This is what you're going to do. Tanu, load up. Load up your animals. Ulchu vo, and you shall now go. Ulchu vo, go aritza kinan. Notice that when Yosef told his brothers to go back home, he didn't say to the brothers, you load up your animals. He told his workers. Tanu es bi'irichem. Yosef told the butler. He told the people who work there, these are my guests. They don't lift up. They don't put up. They put their packages. My people will put their packages on their animals for them. You don't do nothing. And here it says, Paro is saying, you, Paro, had no respect for the Jews. They had no respect. He told them, you're nothing. Ta'anu, you lift up es bi'irichem, your load up your animals, bi'irichem means your animals, your beasts. Ulchu vo aretz kinar. Rashi, ta'anu es bi'irichem tivua, grain. Okay, ungulis. V'ma'a parol yosef emor la'achok, said to the brothers, do ividu, this is what you should do. Tu'unu, load yos bi'irichon, your animals. Ve'ezilu, oivilu. Targum adds a word that it does not say in the Pasuk. It says what Oivilu means, bring. Pasuk just says, load up your animals. Ulechu, go. Go, ulechu, vo. He says, Oivilu, deliver. Load up your animals with grain. Doesn't say the word grain. Just load up your animals and go. And deliver. Ovilu, bring, means to bring to the land of Canaan. Let's look at the English. In the English it says bring. Bring to, obviously, bring grain. Okay? Let's now go to the next pasuk, Yud Ches. Okay, when you arrive there, grab your father, take your father, the Esbatechem, and your household. Uvoilai. Take your father and botechem. Now, what does it mean, your botechem, your house? So we'll see, it means the people of your house. Uvohu ela eloi. Uvo eloi. Eloi, not ela eloi. The etna lechem, I will give to you as tuv, the best eretz mitzrayim. The ichlu, you will eat. And you will eat as chelev, or it's the fat of the earth. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, as tuv eretz mitzrayim. What is the best of the land of Egypt? Eretz Goshen. The land of Goshen. Niba ve'inidei ma'niba, Paro prophesies. And he did not know what he prophesied. Soifa la soisa kim mitzulo she'in bo dogim. They would make Egypt into a mitzulo, like a net. A net. Okay? Like the, no, he says kim mitzulo, I'm sorry. Mitzulo does not mean a net. It means like the depths of the sea. Like the depths of the sea which there are no fish. Deep down in the ocean, the fish only swim along the surface of the ocean. The further down you go into the sea, there's less and less fish. Now, is that really true? Because we know today that there are fish deep down there. Exotic fish. All different types of living creatures that are all the way down, deep down there. So what does it mean, though? I guess it means that those things, they're not edible. I don't know what it means. I don't know why it says, because I don't know anything really what goes on down there in the ocean. But I assume, based upon what a little bit that I've seen, is that deep, deep down in the ocean, there are creatures down there. There are definitely creatures. But yet Chazal say that the creatures that we are familiar with, which we eat, they only swim along the upper portion of the ocean bed, of this wherever it is, and therefore, in the depth, the mitsula shel yam, the depth is nothing. And what's going to happen? They're going to work in Egypt. They're going to get the bizas mitzrayim and the bizas hayam. And when Klal Yisrael leaves, there's going to be nothing of value left in Egypt. Egypt will be cleaned out from anything valuable, just like in the depth of the sea, there's nothing valuable. There's nothing there. It's empty. It's just bare. So Paro over here, according to Rashi, Rashi over here says that Paro, it will niba the ene yodea maniba. Now, what does that mean? That's a very powerful word. Rashi had a really prophecy. That means he was a holy person. Paro had a degree of spirituality, and he was able, he was a Navi, even though he didn't know what he was saying, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him into a Navi. Is that really true? Paro said, Mi Hashem Asha Eshma B'Koyla. Paro was the biggest Abikaris. So you're going to say that he had prophecy? He didn't even realize what he was saying? Is it Shaykh such a thing? I don't know. That's what Rashi says. You have to understand what it means. Take your father and your household, come to me, and I'll give you the two Eretz Mitzrayim, and you will eat the fat of the earth. Eretz Goyishin is called the Tov. Niba v'ni yodei maniba, he prophesies. Soif again will be la soif, the Jews will make Egypt kimitsulu, like the depth of she'ein bo dogim. Chelev Eretz called Chelev Loshen Meitim means the best of the land. Unkelis. Uncle says, Udivaru yos avuchoine. Lead. The word Udivaru means, now this is very interesting. It's that word kuchu. Kuchu means to take. The word Udivaru means to guide. Okay, let's look at the English. Bring your father. He's translating the word bring, but it's not really what it means. The word Udivaru means guide. Lead. Lead es avuchon vios enash. Again, here the Targum ends with Anash, the people of Batei Chayin, the Ulu Livasi, and come to me, the Etein I will give Lechon to Yos Tuv, the best Ara de Mitzrayim, the Seichlun you lead Yos Tuvo de Ara. The Chelev, he translates the word Chelev to mean the best, the Tuvo de Ara. Alright, so we have some red flags here. Let me go see the Ma'at Tzori, Pasuk Yud Ches. Maybe we can find something interesting here. Tuvo kamoshkos rashal chil loshna kalsu loshna meitavu. Betagim loshna mikro le'el b'posig the end of those words. No, it doesn't say anything here. Okay. All right. Let's go further. Next. The ato and you. Ato with an aleph. You tsuvesa. You command. Zoysasu. So over here, Paro is very interesting. Paro, he gave his own commands, and now he's telling Yosef what you should do. Paro gave his own commands. Paro said, "Yo, Paro, Yosef, tell your brothers zoysasu. Tell your brothers this is what they should do." And now Paro says, "Viato, I'm telling you what you should do. You, Yosef, Viato, you, Yosef, use your executive powers to Vesa." Command, Zosasu, this is what you, my brother, should do. Kichu lochem eretz mitzrayim agolois, wagons. Letapchem v'linsheichem unisosem, you will carry yesavichem v'basem. What's going on over here? This is very, very difficult. Never paid attention to this. And that Paro was telling Yosef, you should command that they bring wagons. Why can't Paro command the wagons? Why is Paro breaking up the different commands? I'm commanding that the brothers should load up their animals. I'm commanding that they should all come to me, and I'm going to give them Goshen, and I'm going to give them the best of the land, the best of the earth. And you, Yosef, you command that wagons should be sent to pick up everyone in limousines first class Why is there two different commands? I don't know, but that's what it says. V'yata you tzuveis v'yata tzuveis zukuchol eretz mitzrayim agolos letapchem v'lin shechem unisosem es avichem uvosem carry your father and come. Okay, what is over here in Rashi? Rashi says v'yata tzuveis mipi in my through me mipi in my us. So right over here, Rashi is very interesting. You shall command mipi in my name. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. It does not say that in the pasuk. How did Rashi know that the second command is you, Yosef, command in my name that chariots shall be sent to Canaan to pick up the family? That's not, if it's really in Pharaoh's name, so why couldn't all this be included in the previous pasukim? I don't know. Zois asuk koch emalochem shebereshusi, it's with my permission. Again, he's coming to emphasize that ultimately everything that is happening over here is happening in the name of Paro, not in the name of Yosef. That's strange. Unkelis, the at you, mifakodo, command. Do avidu, this is what you shall do. Sivu luchoin me'aridim etshayim. What does it mean, sivu? Means take. Luchoin to you, from the land of Egypt, Eglon wagons, litaf lechon for your children, vilin shechon for your wives, visidlun yos avuchon viseisun, you shall take your father and you shall descend. Alright, so maybe we can suggest that there is a machloikis between Rashi and Ugalus, because only Rashi adds birishusi, mipi uvirishusi. Ugalus doesn't say this. Ugalus does not say that it should be mipi uvirushus. It just says v'at and you mefakodo, you command. I'm giving you, Yosef, good advice. And you know why I want to say that there are two is because when Paro appointed Yosef to be the Mishnah Lamelech, he says v'yarkev oisoi birmir keves haMishnah. He put him in charge of the Merkeves HaMishnah, which means, we didn't pay Rushim, but what that means, the chariots. And then if we remember, he says, Umi balodecha, lo yorim ish es yodoi, viragloi bi eretz mitzrayim. And we learned last week, no one can take a weapon or ride a horse without your permission. Maybe Paro did not have the power to order chariots. When Paro appointed Yosef Mishnah Lamelech, we learned that Ungalus and Rashi said Kitargumai, Yosef, no one was allowed to ride a horse, to mount a horse without permission of Yosef. So maybe we can say that that's exactly what Rashi, that's really what the pasuk over here says. The Atot Tsuvesa. I can't issue a command that wagons and horses be sent to Eretz Canaan to retrieve your family. Because when I appointed you as the Mishnah Lamelech, I said, Umi balodecha lo yodin ish es yodoi viragloi v'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. And Targum there said, what does it mean, yodoi? No one's allowed to lift a weapon. And ragloi, no one is allowed to put his foot on a horse, to ride upon a horse. So the only one that had power over the chariots was Yosef. So therefore, it's specifically the Atah Tzuvesa Zois Asu Kuchuluchem Eretz Mitzrayim Agolois wagons. Because the wagons are pulled by horses. You see, this is a shteltzu. This is a chiddush. There was Zoichatu over here in only because we learned together.
Wagons are pulled by oxen.
Okay, but it could be that an axe. But it could be that. But it could be. I don't think when they travel long distances they go by axe. If you're asking a question, is an egel and agol is a wagon? A wagon should be pulled by. It should be a different term. I mean,
when Yaakov saw.
The Agolas. Eglarufa. Right, when he saw the wagons, he remembered the Eglarufa. Right, so but yes, no question. You should say the a rechev. It should really say viata tzuveizos v'kuchulach and eretz shama rechovos, chariots, not agolois, wagons. It should be chariots.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know, but l'chora, but the
but
sense.
Then I have another question. It seems to be that that was not Joseph's idea to send the wagons. Paros' idea to send the wagons.
Oh, so you're saying very, very good. Excellent. You're saying very good. So later on, it says, it will be Medaik in the Pasuk. The Mefarshim asks exactly your question. Bakra'iyah is question. And they answer that if you look later on, you're going to see that the wagons that he sent were private wagons. Indeed, they were not the royal wagons. They were wagons that were. He sent these wagons also. He sent these wagons, the royal wagons, with the emblem of Egypt. But in addition, he sent for his father a private wagon that was not part of the, you know, the entourage of the king. And that's how Yaakov Avinu knew Egla Rufa. It's true. The question is better than the answer. But I think over here, there's something over here to be said about this. Because this has to be explained. Why now the Ata Tzuvesa? Where Paro already said, Vayom Paro Yosef, Emor Alchecha, Zoysasu. Paro was saying, this is what I want them they should do. Zoysasu. Okay, so just keep on going. Zoysasu. Tan Vespi Irchem. Kuchas avichem, espotechem, borlai, eretz mitzrayim, bichus chayetz oretz, and kuchulucham yeretz v'sham agolois. Why all of a sudden now is there in the middle of Paro giving instructions these words, these four words? V'ato you tzuvesa zoysasu. These words don't belong here. Paro over here is speaking. Paro is giving instructions. Just continue giving instructions. So I want to stress is that Paro did not have the power to give these instructions. Because when Paro appointed Yosef as the Mishnah Lamelech, he told him, Umi ba'lo adecha, besides you, including myself, lo yodim ish es yodav yesraglo bi'eretz Mitzrayim. The only one that has authority to order an Uber, to order a horse, to move, is you. You're the only one. You're the only one that has that power. So therefore, it has to be davka of the atah tzuveisa zoysasu chom yeretzam agolo yisotavchem. Alright, let's finish up over here. Rashi, Viata, we did the ready Targum, we did the Targum. Okay? Alright, so we did over here, Baruch Hashem, we did a lot. We came with some Chidushim. We did have some Chidushim over here with the wagons. And what else we come up with over here? Okay, let's look back over here. Kol Nishma, okay, Vayitav. Why was it good? We didn't answer that question. Alright, we went through all the basic stuff over here today. Alright, Baruch Hashem. We learned something, Skedai. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful evening. Everybody say all the best, everyone. Good night, everyone. Good night. Take care.
Can I unmute now?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You insulted me that I muted you?
No. Just playing with you, that's all.
You play me some cartoon music. Tamari's watching some videos?
No, dude. I was playing the...
You were watching some videos.
It was a very chronic, but till 5 in the morning, they had to play Luzina Rebbe. I don't know who it is.
They have nothing better to do.
I don't know. So, you know, it was on the news. It was on the Borough Park news. The 108-year-old lady died in Borough Park. He was born in Kerasir. She knew a child in Kerasir.
Oh, yeah? She saw him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That'd be interesting.